Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Help! I have been stuck in a five-minute discussion between Wiggy and Courtney on the mathematical outcomes possible when it comes to the Boston Red Sox and Major League Baseball playoffs. Curtis, I need your help. Please. I can't go over that. Wiggy has one magic number. Courtney has a different magic number.
We have the same magic number. Math has never been my strong suit.
I understand.
People want to know, Greg.
Yes. It's more so like I was saying Wiggy and I were going back and forth because I thought that if Detroit sweeps the Sox are out. That's what we were going back and forth. And then if they win one game, they're in.
Right, which is wrong.
Focus on Curtis will help. Yeah. Curtis is the savant. Well, magic number, Curtis, one. That's all we need to know, right?
But it's not one, so that you
get it is one. It is one.
No, it's not.
See what I mean?
Because the Red Sox are up on Detroit by one game.
If the Red Sox win tonight or the Houston Astros
lose. You're right, but I'm not talking about Houston yet. I'm focused on.
He didn't say and.
I'm going to give 30 seconds, and then you can have the rest of the show.
Go ahead.
So what is 10-10 wins? You give us 10 minutes, we'll give you the
all
world.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so the Boston Red Sox, with the win tonight, clinch a wild card spot. If the Red Sox lose tonight, and if the Red Sox get swept and the Astros lose one game this weekend, the Red Sox clinch. If the Red Sox win one game, lose the other two, and the Astros sweep, they're in. The only thing they need this weekend is either a win or a loss by the Astros.
Okay. That is it, and we're in. So, does that jibe with the your?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, okay.
He was shaking his head.
I thought this whole purpose was that I would explain this simply.
That's what you just said was kind of what I was saying earlier.
I wasn't
to Wiggy.
Really paying attention.
Okay, what don't you understand?
What the Tigers do doesn't matter. It's just between the Red Sox and Houston.
But they're playing the Tigers
they're
anyway.
They're playing the Tigers, so it does matter. They're one game ahead of the Tigers.
Right.
So let's say they lose today.
Yeah.
They're going to be even with the Tigers.
Right.
Right? So let's say they lose against the Tigers, not get swept. They'll now lose. They'll be one game behind the Tigers.
Yeah, but they'll be in the third wild card.
Everybody, stop.
But I haven't got.
If they win a game or the Astros lose a game, they're in. Why is that hard to understand?
Well, we didn't get to the Astros. We're not talking about that.
Why wouldn't we get to the Astros? It's the magic number. It relates to the Red Sox and the Astros.
Yeah, well, we get that point of it.
But what if the Astros win out?
That's what we're.
Then the Red Sox just have to win one game.
But that's what we're getting at. That's what we're talking about. We were figuring out because the Astros are still in this.
Let's be clear.
I'm good.
Let's be clear.
Let me know on Monday.
The Red Sox, the fate of the Boston Red Sox is in their hands.
Which
are holding their bats or holding a ball. And so therefore, should they win this evening, then we're looking pretty, Curtis, correct? That's all you gotta do.
Win
tonight. That's all you gotta do is
yeah,
the win.
Problem is they scare me.
Why not them? Why not them?
I couldn't. Yeah. That was a lot of heavy lifting. For
no,
6
it wasn't. It really wasn't.
Mitch is throwing in Guardians and, saying the Guardians are playing one, so that's extra part.
All right.
Gosh, now I'm throwing in a third team to worry about.
Circle back on Monday. Let me know Monday.
I will say good news. We're back on Twitch.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know. No information about what happened, but good morning and hello to those of you who might be up early and are accustomed to watching the show on Twitch. There may be some of you who got used to, over the last 4 days of the global ban, they got used to watching the show on YouTube, and that is fine as well. And both of those broadcasts are brought to you by Springer's Jewelers, and you can find them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and they will give you a great deal because they listen to this show, just like you listen to this show every day. So watch, diamond bracelet, a beautiful necklace, whatever. Go see our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And we are grateful to be back on Twitch with this show. And we have a lot to get to this morning, including, of course, our leads in about 10 minutes. And then Pop Douglas will join us at 7:05 this morning. And so a lot to ask Pop Douglas about, and we'll see what he has to say about all of it when he is on the show in less than an hour. And so Mike Vrabel yesterday preaching ball security, Wiggy, and how important it is not to turn the ball over. So I'm hoping that message cuts through with the fellas for this weekend.
Who's starting at running back opening the game? Who's getting the first carry?
You have to tell me whether you think Ramondre is actually sitting, because I don't think
he's sitting.
I don't think he is at all.
I think he's the first running back as well.
I think it's the classic Wes Welker. He sits for like the first drive and then he's immediately back in.
All right.
That's my thought.
That's to me is an issue. I mean, unless he's, you know, unless they loaded him up with Stickum all week, and I have a concern about him being able to carry the football.
But. Yeah, there's definitely a concern there, and should be, rightfully so. I'm kind of with Curtis. I think maybe Gibson is the first guy out, but based on Vrabel and what he says, who the hell knows? Because he made it seem like, you know, they still needed Ramondre. So I don't know what Vrabel's going to do. I don't know even that. And based on kind of our conversation yesterday, does Vrabel even have the control of it? Or is Josh McDaniels the decision maker on who the go-to back is?
Yeah, I just am very happy that this coach will not bench Ramondre and then start him. That would be the worst case scenario, because that's what happened last year with Mayo.
Yeah.
He's not going to be on the field with the – I don't think he starts the game with the offense. There has to be some – ramifications for what he did, and maybe the hope is that they just blow doors and they don't need him, you know, that he's not necessary. They sit him for a week, get him back in the week after against the Bills. But that was just inexcusably bad by him to start the year.
I agree, but the way Vrabel talks about it, he says like it needs to change, but he's not really killing Ramondre about it. It's really, he talked about others around Ramondre.
He blamed it on others.
Yes, I just think that Vrabel prides himself on putting confidence on guys, even maybe when they don't deserve it, to try to make them better. And I see Ramondre out there to start.
Well, then McDaniels even reinforced that yesterday. He said the same thing. He said, it's not necessarily all about one guy. It's about others protecting the guy with the ball. Like exactly what Vrabel said to us, which is, Wiggy, you played football. That sounds insane to me.
Yes, that's basically what he's saying is you need to hold your block better. So now that the second and third guy in on the tackle don't create a turnover. But once you made your block and the running back gets through that hole, and I mean, you're fighting your ass off to hold on to it, the second or third guy in is taught to try to punch the ball out, but you as a ball carrier got to know, I got to be careful once I get through that second level.
Yeah, but Courtney's right. I mean, when he was on the show 5 days ago, he was talking about, he was supporting Ramondre talking about how it was everybody else's fault.
Right.
So kind of, I think, the same management philosophy that Shime employs when dealing with Jackson.
We're good. I talked to Ken. Apparently, he talked to Ken last night. Ken just never told me. So it's just miscommunication. We're good.
Curtis, you missed full stress brag from Shime all morning about how Jackson was not here. Why? Oh. So he's as an excused absence?
Yes, very much so. Okay. Yep, 100%.
All right.
Yep, I'm talking to Ken right now, we're good.
Did Ken want to have anybody fill in for him this morning, taking care of his duties?
Unfortunately, it was a little late, but it's all right. We're good.
Oh. Okay. Oh. All right. Fantastic.
Everything's good in the hood.
Thank you for your service today, what you've done extra
Greg,
for the
you never
program.
Have to thank me for anything.
I really appreciate it.
Is Big Crack all right?
I'm thankful to be here. Yep. Everything's good. We're good.
It is amazing.
Move on.
It's amazing how many people have communication degrees but can't communicate.
It really is.
Things happen late in the middle of the night, Curtis. You never know.
You could just send an electronic message. Boom, boom. Everybody's good. But Ken does a great job.
Shine, we are 1 hour away from balls in the air at Bethpage and the Ryder Cup. So some point we'll get to the foursomes today and the picks made by Keegan Bradley.
I would love to do that for my lead if possible. That's okay by you.
No, that's great.
I'm really excited for the opening hole today. I don't know that it'll necessarily 100% go USA's way, but I'm really excited for it. I'm pumped. Pumped and jacked, as they say.
Next level trolling all day yesterday. I don't know if you caught any of it on the social medias or not by the New Yorkers and by the Americans, but I think my favorite of the day was they were on the tee, and Rory McIlroy, all the Euro guys were out there, and Rory McIlroy was having an issue with the top button of his golf shirt, and some dude, got to give him like free lifetime membership to America or whatever.
Key says, to the city.
Rory, you don't need your top button to choke.
Amazing. Fantastic. Even, I got to say, to Rory and Shane Lowry's credit, they immediately pointed at the guy and go, that's good.
Yeah, no, they all appreciate it. They liked it.
Yeah, that was so good. It was good. That's a great heckle.
All right, well, it's a Patriots Friday. I mentioned Pop Douglas on the show in 45 minutes or so at 7:05. They said it at 7:20 this morning. The news with Courtney at 7:45. Weekly wrap-up with Acrobatic on the show at 8:45 this morning. And Nick Costos will tell you how he thinks you should wager this weekend on one of the best sports weekends in a long time at about 9:30 on today's show. But to get us started, here is Courtney with What is Trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their last with the Blue Jays. 6-1 was the final over the border with Toronto scoring all their runs in the bottom of the sixth. Brian Baio went 5 innings, giving up 2 runs on 3 hits while striking out 3. Magic number stays at 1. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. The Sox now have the Lions tonight to start the series that ends the regular season. 7-10 first pitch with Kyle Harrison on the mound. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show.
Tigers.
Sorry, I always do that.
Sorry.
Do what?
Detroit Lions, Detroit Tigers, when I'm writing it so fast or saying it so fast. I'm sorry, Tigers.
I think you have a built-in excuse for the next bunch of months with the pregnancy brain.
Well, that's...
Like, that's a thing, is pregnancy brain.
So. Bingo. Yeah.
No. But I don't want to use it as an excuse because I've had flubs since I started. But there has been an increase.
Really?
There you go.
A massive increase.
So you feel like there has been a massive increase when it comes to things that you are flubbing on the show, and you're blaming it on pregnancy.
My last two brain cells are basically Wiggy and Ty Law's cousin, Ray, like smoking a joint.
Great.
Like, those
great
are my last
toter.
Two brain cells. Having a blast, enjoying themselves, but having a conversation that isn't computing with each other.
All right. That could be a problem in this job. But
I'm going to do my best.
Use it to your advantage. So now you have the kid, so anytime you don't want to go nowhere, you use the kid. Take advantage of where you're at.
Courtney, do you feel like you know sports better now that you have a man growing inside you?
You know what, Curtis? You're so right. I've got a penis. The Patriots have the Panthers on Sunday. Kickoff is at 1 at Gillette, but before that, we'll be at Lincoln Tavern in Southie to watch Steelers-Vikings at 9:30 a.m. from Dublin.
I'm excited about the Jameson brunch.
That's
on
it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday.
Luck of the Irish.
Yeah. Should be good. No Jameson for you.
No. I'll be having a nice athletic. Enjoying that.
Okay.
Yep.
Mocktail.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And before that on Saturday, BC has Cal at 3:30. UMass has Missouri at 7:30.
Yep. We got action.
And happy Ryder Cup to all who celebrate. I'm going to hold off on the details at Beth Page today since Shime just said it's his lead. But morning foursomes start at 7:10 this morning. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breast, snacks, cereal, and so much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lowerprices and starmarket.com/lowerprices. Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. That's what's trending. Our leads coming up next.
Well, magic number, we believe, as long as we don't listen to Wiggy or to Courtney, is one. And Shine, no way you decided to play that on your own this
morning. I didn't. I've been inundated with DMs and text messages about playing it for the magic number. I want you to know I played it in protest. Reluctantly.
I did
it for the people, for the betterment of the people.
To be clear, you listened to that song, that brilliant piece of artistic magistry, and you still think it stinks?
A pure depression? Yeah.
Stinks.
Sounded great.
Wow.
So
it does kind of make me sad, like listening to it. You know, it's not really upbeat.
Well, aren't you sad or like overly happy every moment of every day now?
My emotions are very
the bun in the oven.
My hormones are out of whack. But I've always felt that way about that type of music. And I'm not saying that they're bad. Like, they're very talented, clearly. But it's, for me, I like to listen to music that's either going to make me cry, like sob, like a nice Beyonce ballad. Mm-hmm. Ballad?
Ballad.
Or really
shop at Ballard's.
All right.
Ballard a word?
I mean, it's low energy, certainly, but it's Metallica.
I like all music.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, so I'm not a, like, huge Metallica fan. Their music doesn't bother me. But music is, like, the funniest thing. Music is, like... So you either love something or you hate it. Music, people say it brings us together, but at the end of the day, it divides. It's like everything else.
No, I don't really think it
does.
Yeah,
it does.
I think it brings us together.
You can't stand my genre of hip-hop, and I can't stand country. Mm. And we don't have there's no common ground to meet on.
Yeah, but we're still friends.
No, but
Big X the Pug could connect you both.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it doesn't.
Right?
We still reach across the great divide. Yeah. And give a firm dap.
We're still cool, but we're divided.
You're bros.
Yeah, we're still cool, but at the end of the day,
you're my dude.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe Big X the Plug will bring me over. He's got a couple.
Yeah,
songs.
Wiggy said to me the other day. He goes, maybe I do like country. I love Big X the Plug.
Yeah, I do love Big X the Plug.
Got to be more specific.
Yeah, he thought that was something different.
No, it's a hip hop guy.
Yeah.
It's a rapper that you know nothing about.
He's great.
That he has. Who's he have? Teddy Swims.
I was making a dumb joke there.
Thomas Rhett.
Can you play along with the.
Thomas Rhett.
Jelly Roll.
Huh? But when it comes to country, I don't like to play, Greg.
All right. Well, I understand. There's no play for you.
No.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to today on the show. It's a Patriots Friday, and Pop Douglas will join us. In about a half an hour at 7:05 this morning. And then at 7:20, they said it, and we will find out whether what Rory McIlroy said yesterday about America will change Curtis's opinion on him as a human being.
So,
that is coming up with the Ryder Cup getting underway today in about 40 minutes. And I think Shime is going to address that during his lead in a moment, so I will say nothing further on that. Could we open the weather window for Curtis, the window world of Boston weather window, please, with the weekend here, Curtis? It looks like it's going to be beautiful all weekend long.
Yeah, we're going to be in the mid to upper 70s both Saturday and Sunday. Today, the high 77, but it is humid out there. I walked home from the seaport last night, and I was a bucket of sweat. It was like 100 degrees.
Not so funny when it happens to you, is it?
No, God in heaven. I was like, eh. Anyway, but I'm really happy to be here, and I'm looking forward to the great show that we have today.
Excellent. All right. How was the event last night?
Power Forward was awesome. Marty Walsh sends his regards. They raised over $500,000. And what the role of the Power Forward charity is that they jump in that sweet spot after you are rehab, you go to rehab or get inpatient treatment. So they give out scholarships to people to get into sober houses. They have this phenomenal program with rescue dogs and service animals that they supply people that are fresh out of being treated for drug or alcohol addiction. And they give them a purpose. They're creating a patent-pending software program where each recipient of money from them, either in scholarship or in the service animal or both, is able to be tracked for the duration of their life regarding their sobriety.
Wow.
So that they can see the true impact that these things do in a factual basis. And it was just... I just very quickly, I don't want to get too down, but I spoke with a gentleman last night who waited and we spoke at length. He lost his 32-year-old son, and I got sober at 33, and seeing him and his wife and talking to them, it's just, this sucks. It is everywhere, and I don't understand why it's in the shadows as much as it is, but the biggest purpose of Power Forward, which was created by Kevin Stevens and his sister Kelly, who were both spectacular last night, is that you have to destigmatize it. You have to talk about it. These people, his father said, I don't want to have to lose my son twice. I don't want his memory to be forgotten. And it was just a lot, but it was a phenomenal night. I am so grateful every day that I am here and that I get to meet people like Kevin Stevens, who was Ken Lair's favorite penguin growing up. So I told him that, and he said, wow. And I said, I know. Well, that's all I got for you, Kevin. But it was a great night. Ted Johnson was there.
Excellent.
And had a very enjoyable evening. Lovely filet. So good time.
Be careful. Doing the charity work that you do quietly, not on brand for you. A lot of people just think you're a dink. So
I mean,
be careful, Curtis. You don't want to ruin the brand.
I really won't. That's why I complained about sweating after I met some people who lost their children.
All right. Shine, let's get going with leads this morning. Great one, Shine. One is the magic number, and leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Subaru to get you there safely. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. It is happening right now. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. So today begins the Ryder Cup. USA versus Team Europe gets underway at 7:10 a.m. this morning. That's when the first tee time will be. And we will get Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas versus John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton. I'm really excited to see Bryson take the first tee shot off of one. I think that's really going to get the crowd going.
I have that penciled in as a U.S. win, if you were wondering.
So I am a little apprehensive on this one. I don't know, man. Rahm and Hatton have been really good this year. I don't trust Justin Thomas. I just think sometimes he's great. Other times he looks like me on the golf course where he's whacking at things he shouldn't be whacking at.
What kind of number can you get when you wager Bryson putting that first tee shot on the green? 350
That's
plus
a
yards.
Great question. I haven't seen that prop anywhere around, but I'll have to look. I know that in the matchup, though, Bryson and Thomas, a slight underdog. They're -110. Hatton and Rahm are -120. So they're slightly favored. But I think my favorite pair of the day has to be Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley versus Ludvig Åberg and Matt Fitzpatrick. That, to me, is an absolute mismatch. It's just take Scottie. Henley's going to be really good around the greens, and you're golden.
He's by far the best in the game and has proven it. And the difference between... You look at where he was the last time the Ryder Cup was here 4 years ago and what he has won since, and it's extraordinary.
It's unbelievable. I mean, he has just, the last couple years, he has been just an absolute machine in terms of playing golf and winning tournaments, and so I expect the same kind of performance from him this weekend. And for those who don't know, today it's called foursomes, and so basically it's alternate shot. So Bryson,
can you
will take
explain
the
what
shot.
That is to Wiggy before he gets overly excited?
Yeah, so basically each pair will just alternate taking shots.
Right.
So like Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas are a team. So Bryson will take the tee shot, Thomas takes the next shot, and you continue alternating until the hole is finished. And then in the next tee, Justin Thomas tees off, and you continue.
And fill me in, which one's the American again, and which one's the European?
So Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas are the Americans.
And who's the guy that you don't like? He's European?
Rory McIlroy. Okay. I hate McIlroy. He's European, yes.
Okay, all right.
Him and Fleetwood are up against Colin Morikawa and Harris English today, and Fleetwood and Rory are heavy favorites in that.
All right.
It is confusing that Harris English is not European.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
All right. Well, America, go America. I can't believe you will not watch a single shot.
I will not watch a single shot. I would rather have my eyeballs taken out.
That's mean. How can you not, just for the love of country, how can you not get involved?
Because I don't like golf. It's so boring and slow. It's just not for me. I told you, I'd rather just stare at a blank TV.
It's nice to nap too, honestly, though.
Yeah, I'm good.
Like, I enjoy golf, but there's no better nap than when Santo's really into it and I just fall asleep to the nice, you know, soft voices.
I just can't do it.
The good ambient sounds.
I'm sure you fall asleep at some points. It's a nice nap.
Yeah, especially on like a Friday or Saturday when it's not crunch time. Yeah, I get you.
I'll play ocean sounds if I want to fall asleep.
In order to be golf appropriate, Shime watches while dressed as a gopher.
True.
Now, I watch a golf movie. I've watched many a golf movie that I've loved.
Emergency. Ooh, do you like Tin Cup? Were you a big Tin Cup fan?
Is that
Emergency top five best golf movies?
Bagger Vance.
Number five.
Happy Gilmore, definitely number one on my list.
Really?
Yes. Number four.
Caddyshack,
I like.
It's not number
coming
one.
In at number third.
It's not number one on your list. Rube.
I would say that I've watched Happy Gilmore more because it's a little bit up to date. I've seen Caddyshack.
I might have to leave.
I mean, I've seen Caddyshack.
Happy Gilmore, the original, the first great film.
Yep. Second was great too.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it was fine.
It was good.
It wasn't
really
great.
Good.
It was fine.
Courtney, you're responsible for another human. You have to be a little bit more selective with the word great.
Let me tell you, he's going to love Happy Gilmore, too. And he's going to love Stick, the Owen Wilson golf show. That is basically Happy Gilmore.
What was the Shia LaBeouf one where he played
Bagger Vance? Was that Will Smith?
I think that was Who's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah. Who's the one?
What was the one?
The greatest game ever played.
Yes.
Is that what that's called? Greatest game ever played? I love that movie.
All right.
Classic Disney movie.
What's the one with Will Smith? Will Smith and Matt Damon?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Caddyshack is far and above the best golf movie of all time. I mean, sometimes your taste is disturbing.
It's good, but I like Happy Gilmore better.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we all love Bill Murray. We love Caddyshack, but...
Rodney Dangerfield?
Hell yeah.
I mean,
They are both, I wouldn't say the same. I would lean with you, Greg, but in terms of quotable moments, there is probably an equal amount in both that have stood the test of time. You know, Price is Wrong, Bob.
People have seen Happy Gilmore because Caddyshack came out so long ago. Have you even seen Caddyshack, Courtney?
No. Right. So, Greg, did you see this 401 text?
What?
5:30 a.m. at Bethpage, and it was already packed with fans.
Oh, yeah. They are raring to go.
2 hours before tea time.
It's driving me crazy. And it's really mostly the European press. But the scolding of the Americans before they do anything, before they say anything outrageous, the assumption that they're going to behave like animals is driving me nuts. Like, can you not have fun anymore? Like, can you not go to a sporting event and get a funny line off? I think the European players actually like it. I don't think they're wildly offended or afraid about it.
Well,
I don't,
how they view golf, right? The Europeans, don't they view it as like a gentleman's game?
Yes, they do. Yes.
So that's why they look at us like Neanderthals.
Yeah. They also that pathetic bitching and whining after the Justin Leonard putt to win the Ryder Cup in 99 that he was running on the green in front of somebody's line. It's like, go F yourself. it won the tournament. Who cares about your putt? It's over.
Shine, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg. So in the spirit of bipartisanship, I'd like to commend Sam Kennedy because yesterday when I asked about his thoughts on the current playoff structure, he buried a little nugget in there because we all know there's going to be a new CBA. Saw Rich Hill last night at the Power Forward event.
No relation.
No relation. Very handsome.
Yeah.
What a nice guy. Lives in Southie and may want to come in. He'd be great. Oh. I thought he was great.
Oh, he'd be awesome. Let's get him in here.
So next week during the playoffs, he said he might come in. So
that'd be great.
Awesome guy. And we were going over this and how great the one-game playoff was. Sam Kennedy yesterday said he'd like to get back there, but we'd probably have to remove some regular season games, which is music to my ears. Bring it down to 154, 142, whatever, and then add playoff games, increase the better games, remove the doldrums of, you know, mid-July and games that don't matter. It sounds like a great, great way for you to get more money in the CBA without picking a fight with the players as seriously. And I don't know of anybody that would say I'd rather five more regular season games instead of five more playoff games that lead to a one-game playoff.
Would they be okay with losing the regular season gates, though?
So my guess is the TV revenue from an additional set of playoff games would more than compensate for the gate of those home games. So if, like, if each team lost five home games, I think they'd be okay.
And when you say TV revenue, you mean having every other game on one of eight different pay-for-it streaming services.
Right. You can't spell Red Sox without Roku.
All right. Curtis, you changed my mind on that completely, because when you asked the question the other day, I was thinking I want a three-game series because your odds are better. I feel like your odds are better. But in this particular case, that was a magical moment in 2021.
Oh, could you imagine it's just Crochet on the mound, you have one game to win, and his first playoff game is a one-game playoff after the regular season he had? It'd be awesome.
Yeah. And after that loss last night, not to get Wiggy all worked up again, but it is most likely that the Red Sox opponent will be the dreaded New York Yankees. Am I correct about that?
That's correct. The Red Sox cannot win the division or get the number one wild card. Those are off the table.
All right. Thank you, Curtis.
Yep.
We got more leads to come, and then on Patriots Friday, Pop Douglas will join us at about 7:05 this morning. It is Patriots Friday, and Pop Douglas will join us in about 20 minutes at 7:05. And Red Sox don't get it done last night, but that means they can win tonight. Magic number is one, and if you would like to be able to enjoy that game for free, I think there's only one option, and it happens to be the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and, indeed, the Odyssey app, because this is an Apple game. And so, Wiggy, I don't know where you are. I know you didn't want to cough up for YouTube TV. I understand that. And so I don't know where you got Apple.
I got everything.
Okay.
I don't miss a beat.
Okay. All right. Well, if you'd like to hear it for free, then you can tune in this evening, 7:10, first pitch for the Boston Red Sox. But we have leads left, including one from Mama. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
How was yesterday after the big announcement?
I was just going to say, we have the kindest listeners ever.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am sure. After yesterday, it was 99.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Percent really positive.
All right.
You're always going to get a few, and that's fine. But like the way in which people let us into their lives and really feel like we're a part of theirs. Mm-hmm. I got so many nice messages. I mean, people first and foremost just congratulating and saying that Santu and I are going to make great parents. Like, that's all you want to hear. It's obviously, I'm terrified. I've never been a parent. I don't have siblings. Like, I don't have any younger siblings.
We're aware of that.
Yeah. So, but to hear people who have met me say that is special and really means a lot. But then to have people say, you know, I've never been happier for two people I've never met, or I was in the car when you made the announcement and I teared up because I know how long you've wanted this. So it's really, really, really nice. So thank you to everybody, because it was a special day yesterday for us.
And you guys got a good village too.
Yes. So yes, you'll we're very
straight.
Lucky. Yeah.
You'll be straight.
But my lead this morning is a Taylor Swift lead. Hate to tell you guys, but I think you're going to like it, because Taylor Swift seems to be out when it comes to the halftime performance for the Super Bowl this year. It is September 26th, so we're late when it comes to Super Bowl announcements, halftime. Mm-hmm. They usually announce the first, second week of September. So we're late on the late side, but it does seem like she is out because she was not going to do it just for pub. Taylor Swift doesn't need pub. Mm-hmm. The NFL does not usually pay their halftime performers for the Super Bowl. They think it's an honor, if you will.
Was she struggling financially?
No, she is not struggling financially. But Rob Shooter, who's like a pretty well-known gossip columnist, said the NFL's dream of securing Taylor Swift for the Super Bowl halftime has collapsed. They expected the biggest artist in the world to do it for exposure. Taylor Swift doesn't need exposure. She wanted a deal that reflected her value. She doesn't need the Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl absolutely needs her. Eric Shun.
Kidding me?
Yes, right. It's not an Eric Shun.
She can't do this for her fans?
You know what?
For the love of the game?
I am very happy she's not doing it. Very happy. Obviously, the more Taylor Swift, the more I like. But in a year where Travis is still playing, I would just rather her wait for him to retire if she's ever going to do it. After reading the things that I've read, it doesn't seem like she ever will, because she's never going to do it for the exposure.
She's not going to do it for free.
Right. So the names on the list right now, number one, Greg brought it up, Adele, which I love Adele. She's on my list of people that I need to see before I die. But
boring.
I don't think she's the halftime person. Miley Cyrus.
All right.
Jay-Z.
All right.
Chappell Roan.
Don't know her.
And Metallica.
Metallica. Well, it is San Francisco. That's why I said on this show, when we discussed it originally, Metallica makes the most sense. I don't know if the NFL will do it. I don't know if Jay-Z, who does all the entertainment, even knows who Metallica is, but
I don't think he would. Are they from Frisco?
From San Francisco, yes.
Courtney and everyone, do you think that this is related to maybe not paying Taylor Swift, but that not even the refs can carry the Chiefs to the Super Bowl this year?
So basically what we've learned is that when it comes to that happy couple, neither one of them will be at the Super Bowl this year.
Does that mean Ravens minus 2.5 is a lock this weekend?
I would take that. I'd probably go with Jay-Z then out of those four.
Runs the halftime, so I think that
would
be a weird...
So he probably wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, I stick with, and the name hasn't been popping up as much anymore, but Post Malone is my number one. I think he would be a perfect halftime performance, especially this year. Now that he has the country album under his belt, like, he can do so many things. He can bring so many people out, to be guest appearances.
I don't know much about their music, but the Chappell Roan, do they have enough bangers?
It's one person.
Okay.
She has bangers, but like, I don't think that's her audience. Like, the NFL.
What, does she have songs where she could bring people out on? Or
yeah, you'd know some of her songs. Like Pink Pony Club, that's Chappell Roan.
I've heard that, but that other than that.
Yeah. She has Red Wine Casanova. Is that the name of it?
Supernova.
Supernova.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hot to Go. Good
Hot
luck,
to Go
babe.
Is big.
All right.
I think Frankie Valli is available.
Yes, he is.
He's like 90, isn't
Still
he?
Still performing.
No, remember that video we played?
Yeah, he's barely moving his mouth.
Where they just they dragged him out there, and he's not able. He's not even moving his mouth at all.
Right.
Poor man.
He's like President Carter going to vote.
I don't know. Lynn's has been texting me saying like Elvis Costello would be great after she saw him last week. Like, she really, yeah.
She really tried to get points with Greg.
Did she text you about how she did not enjoy Elvis Costello?
She didn't tell me that.
That's the problem with our relationship, is she doesn't know many of the artists that I love. It's a real issue.
Do you ever play her the stories you listen to on the radio?
Are you going to die?
Yeah. I go home. I say, hey, you want to listen to some Paul Harvey this afternoon from the 70s?
And that's the rest of the story.
Santo loves that guy.
Santo does?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was good in his time. I think his time has passed. Unfortunately, time has passed Paul Harvey by. All right. Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, hello.
Good job. My lead's going to be simple, quick, and like my man Al Davis once said, just win, baby, because I don't know what the magic number is, and it gives me a popsicle headache.
Yeah.
It's four teams that are fighting for two spots, so yeah. Whoever the hell that is, and what number that is, I don't know, but I would say to the Red Sox, like Al Davis said, just win. If you win, then we don't have to worry about what anybody else
all
does.
All the problems go away.
So oh, they all win, go away.
Win tonight, win tomorrow, win Sunday.
And you're and in.
Okay, I like it. Yesterday, Boston officially met the new owner of the Boston Celtics for the first time, Bill Chisholm. Interesting press conference yesterday, and I was all in on him until there was one sentence that concerned me. And so if I could, here is the way one question went yesterday with the new Celtics ownership group.
So I'm curious, I want to give you a chance to discuss that, where you stand on that in terms of not just the second apron, but getting all the way under the luxury tax and trying to reset some of these penalties. Or if you don't care, hey, let's go for it.
I mean, let's go for it, but let's do it in a reasonable way. I think, my goal and my high level direction to Brad and the team is, let's do whatever we can to win championships and raise banners and raise as many as we can, both in the near term, but also in the medium to the long term as well. So definitely taking that approach and the flexibility that Brad talks about, I think that's paramount to doing that. So.
Right, blah, 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 blah. Let's go for it, but do it in a reasonable way.
Yeah.
One thing I will say about Wick and the ownership group prior, they were willing to spend whatever it took to win, from my perspective.
All right.
And then, so, I understand they spent a lot of money for the franchise, $6 billion, and you have to be fiscally responsible, but maybe it doesn't bother you guys, but the in a reasonable way part makes me a little bit nervous about
that. I mean, let's go for it, but let's do it in a reasonable way.
Yeah, that is never a good sign.
Is it though that obviously Wick and everybody did everything that they possibly could to get mm-hmm. us that championship two seasons ago, and we're so thankful for that, but now we're in a position when they've spent all that money where we're in trouble. So is he just saying
Curtis says it all the time, like with regard to the Patriots, who cares? Like, you have the money, spend it.
Right. You just had billions of dollars laying around to put it into a basketball team.
In a reasonable way.
Reasonable way is just awful.
I hear about the second apron all the time. Like, is that what he's saying? Like, we just have to be careful?
Well, he's saying that because they have no arena. Because if you look at the Golden State Warriors owner, I believe it's Cohen. I think that's the guy who owns it.
I think he's from the Boston area.
Yeah, he's from around here somewhere, but he spent a ton of money, went over it, but they had their own arena. So this guy knows. He
said yesterday that a new arena's on the table, essentially. But he thinks the Bruins and the Celtics should always play in the same arena.
Yeah, if that's true, then there's no arena.
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
Correct. That was an issue, too, that I had yesterday.
Because the Bruins, why would the Bruins leave? They own the building. They have a great tenant.
Right. All right. Those are our leads. We can continue to discuss all of those things, but it's a Patriots Friday, and Pop Douglas will join us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.